Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
And today we're spending a little bit more time with our friends Jeffrey and Brian. Yesterday, they were talking about buying coffee.
买咖啡 and recycling.
That's right, and recycling.
And the number on the lid,、
mm-hmm.
if it's number 3, number 6, or number 7...They're poisonous.
That's right. Brian was telling Jeffrey that when you drink hot coffee out of a cup, especially if you're buying the cup to go, that means to take away from the restaurant, they use lids, and you have to look carefully at the lid to see what number is on the top. If it's the number 3, 6, or 7,You might want to think twice about drinking the coffee with the lid on. It could be toxic. That's bad for you.
对啊，那个真是很不好的。所以呢，我们今天呢、啊、就要在对话当中看看有关于这个 Brian 跟 Jeffrey 他们对话。因为刚好 Brian 在前一天晚上有看到电视有关于一些 recycling 的报道。现在赶快来看看今天的对话。
The power of green.
By the way, I saw this great story on TV last night.
What was it about?
How people in Germany recycle their trash.
How is it different there?
They divide garbage cans into 5 different colors for different kinds of waste.
They sound very serious about recycling.
Amsterdam has something cool as well.It has electric scooter taxis.
Sounds awesome. We should have them in our city, too.
And the scooters cause no pollution.
Wow! The air must be cleaner there. What a cool city!
Word power!
Trash, trash. Many people throw away their trash each night. Many people throw away their trash each night. Divide, divide. Divide, divided, divided. The teacher divided his class into groups to play a game.The teacher divided his class into groups to play a game. Serious. Serious. The boss had a serious discussion with the workers at the meeting. The boss had a serious discussion with the workers at the meeting. Air. Air.The air in the mountains is very fresh and cool. The air in the mountains is very fresh and cool.
All right, so they're continuing their talk about recycling and smart things that you can do to help keep the planet nice and clean. Brian says, by the way, I saw this great story on TV last night.Okay, people will often use this phrase, by the way, at the beginning of a sentence when they're talking about something that maybe has a connection, maybe is similar to what they were talking about before. So you're bringing in a new idea to a conversation when you're talking to someone, but it has a relationship to what you were talking about before. So maybe you're talking about your friendand how you saw this person at the movie theater the other day, and then you'd say to someone, by the way, did that guy get a new haircut? Because his hair looked different, right? We were talking about the friend, Now we're talking about the friend in a slightly different way.
所以啊，像我们在英文当中啊，如果稍微要转移一个话题，不一定是完全新的话题，但是就是跟之前的有一点点关系，但是好像又要谈到另外一件事情的时候，就会用这个 by the way。可是如果你真的去查字典啊，有时候字典会告诉你 by the way 是顺带一提。可你想想看，我们在对话当中好像真的不会用到什么顺带一提。其实这个 by the way 啊，我们中文常会讲，哦，对了。对了，他是不是剪头发了？哦，对了，那个下午如何如何如何？那个对了，其实在英文当中就是 by the way。
All right, so Jeffrey wants to know more. He says, what was it about? What was the story about? Brian tells him how people in Germany recycle their trash. Oh, okay. So it's a story about people in Germany. That, of course, is a country in Europe. And the people there, he's telling him,recycle their trash, maybe in a different way. What is trash? Trash is garbage. G-A-R-B-A-G-E. All the things that you have that you don't want, you will put in the trash or the garbage. So it could be, you know, old things from your room, dirty things, maybe old food, stuff like that.Whenever you throw it away, it's garbage or trash.
像我们说垃圾在英文当中有好几个字啊，可以用这个 garbage, trash. 在这里的 trash 的话呢，垃圾哦，我想我们可能关于垃圾最常使用到的大概就是比如说回收 recycle our trash, 或者是晚上的噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔。那我可能就会赶快叫我先生去 take out the trash, 赶快去倒垃圾。诶，不过这个倒垃圾 ,Michael, 在英文当中如果是 throw the trash,、应该是丢到垃圾桶的意思齁。如果是垃圾车来了得得得得得得得应该是 take out the trash, right?、Use different verbs?
Yeah, because if you take out the trash,、you're taking it out of your house.
Right.对啊，如果是倒垃圾的话，哎，垃圾车来了，赶快去倒垃圾。那个倒其实会是把垃圾拿出去的意思，是 take out。可是如果你用 throw away 或者是 throw 的话呢，那指的是把垃圾丢到垃圾桶里面这个动作。
All right, our example sentence reads: Many people throw away their trash each night. Many people throw away their trash each night.
应该指的就是 take out the trash.
Yes, many people take out their trash each night. You could say that too. You might also say many people put out their trash each night. In other countries where the the garbage truck comes at a different time, you can put out your trash. Just put it behind your house or next to the street. Of course, we're not allowed to do that here in Taiwan. Jeffrey says, how is it different there? So how is it different in Germany? He wants to know.Brian tells him, they divide garbage cans into 5 different colors for different kinds of waste. Okay, so to divide something is to separate it, to break it from a big group down into smaller groups.
所以在这里的 divide 其实就是分开，就是刚刚我们听到的 separate, 分开，分开，如果特别会是去 separate something 或者是 divide something 通常都会有一个逻辑的基本概念比如说可能是按照、大小来分啊或者是 按照性别来分啊按照年龄来分啊按照什么什么来分区分或划分叫做 divide 不过这个动词呢它的结尾是以一结尾所以它的过去式跟过去分词就直接加 d 就可以了它的三态是 divide, divided, divided
Our example sentence reads, The teacher divided his class into groups to play a game. The teacher divided his class into groups to play a game.
所以如果是分成几组或者是分成什么什么那个成为在英文当中就会搭配这个介系词的 into 像我们例句当中看到老师把整个班级分成好几个小组 into groups 然后来玩游戏
All right, Jeffrey says they sound very serious about recycling. Ah, because they have to do a lot of work to recycle. He thinks it sounds very serious in Germany when they're doing their recycling. Something serious is done without a lot of fun. You're doing it for a very important reason. You have to think about it carefully, maybe plan for it, and you really have to focus on what you're doing. So, for example, being a doctor is serious, or, you know, flying an airplane is serious. You can't fool around, you can't have fun, because something bad could happen, something bad could take place if you're not paying attention and being serious.
Right, 所以当我们很 serious 的时候，就是很认真、很严肃的，不是很粗心，也不是好玩的，不是这样草草率率的，而是非常认真或严肃的。Serious, S-E-R-I-O-U-S, serious, 形容词哦。
The example sentence reads, the boss had a serious discussion with the workers at the meeting. The boss had a serious discussion with the workers at the meeting. Okay, Brian continues and says, Amsterdam has something cool as well. It has electric scooter taxis.
但是在阿姆斯特丹之前呢、啊当然如果说是回收做得很仔细是没有错啦。But Michael, do you know anything about their division into five different colors? About garbage cans?
Well, I guess...
Do you know anything about their recycling?
Well, I don't live in Germany, so no, I don't know that much. But I would guess they're dividing it into five materials, like paper, glass, plastic, things like that.
They divide garbage cans into five different colors. Wow.所以可能是不一样的 materials, 不一样的材质就要用不一样的颜色来区分。一开始的 recycling 就做得非常的仔细。Anyways, 接下来就是阿姆斯特丹咯。
That's right, they have electric scooter taxis, as Brian said. Jeffrey thinks that sounds awesome. If something sounds awesome, it's great. It sounds like a good idea, or you think it's a really cool thing. It sounds awesome.We should have them in our city, too. Yeah, electric scooter taxis in Taiwan or Kaohsiung and anywhere in Taiwan would be cool. And, as Brian says, the scooters cause no pollution because they're powered by electricity. They don't have to make dirty smoke when you use them.
所以这边呢，我们又看到另外一个国家的做法，像阿姆斯特丹呢，不是这个国家，这是这个一个城市阿姆斯特丹。那么他们也有一些蛮酷的东西耶。我们在句子当中看到的句尾的 as well， 其实就是逗点 too to 也如何如何的意思。那到底是什么东西这么酷呢？他们有的是 electric 电的。Scooter taxis 的这个电的这个计程摩托车，这样子非常的环保啊，因为这种电的摩托车呢，就不会产生一些 pollution， 不会产生污染哦。
Wow, says Jeffrey, the air must be cleaner there. What a cool city. Okay, the air. Well, when we talk about pollution and smoke, it's the air that we're most worried about. The air is what we breathe. If a plane flies, it flies in the air. If you feel the wind, that is the air moving. And of course, we need air to breathe in order to live. And clean air is much better than dirty air. So yeah, electric scooters and lots of good recycling and all those things help to keep the air and the earth clean.
对啊，所以如果真的没有一些 air pollution 的话，那个 air 一定非常的 clean。我们说的 air 其实就是空气 ，air。当然，空气不用花你任何一毛钱，可是没有它又会死掉。这种东西就是 vital， 维持生命所必须要的东西，像是 water、air、水啊、空气啊，还有什么东西啊？Sunlight, 阳光。
Sunlight's important too. The example sentence for air reads, the air in the mountains is very fresh and cool. And I think we've heard some pretty fresh and cool ideas from Brian and Jeffrey about ways to be green.
哇，所以真的是蛮酷的耶。不过我觉得我等一下可能要去 Google 一下，到底德国人他们会把 garbage cans 分成五种颜色是哪五种？那到底是怎么分的呢？我们是不是需要好好来学习一下？
That's true. A lot of those countries in Europe are really doing great things with their recycling, and Taiwan does a good job, but we can always improve and recycle a little bit more and a little bit smarter.
对啊，尤其是像那个什么电的 electric scooter taxis， 或许我们也可以学学，然后多用一些电的东西，而不要用很多的 gas， 这样才能够减少 pollution 哦。
A-Plus 小聚会。
Hi everyone, I'm Lana. 又到 APA 小聚会。昨天我们提到在国外购物时可以退税，但是退税是需要准备一些文件以及手续的哦，不然你以为人家随随便便就可以退你钱哦。只要是关于钱啊，就没有那么简单，不管哪国都一样。要申请退税最重要的东西就是 tax invoice， 税务发票，也有人说是税金发票或者是退税单。 invoice I-N-V-O-I-C-E 就是有编号的那种发票。 receipt R-E-C-E-I-P-T 是收据，所以买完东西最好就提醒店员 Would you mind giving me the tax invoice and receipt? Would you mind giving me the tax invoice and receipt? 你介意给我税务发票和收据吗？不过呢，并不是每一间商店的商品都可以办理退税，有一个分辨的方法很简单哦，你只要在商家的门口看到有 tax free 或是 tax refund 或者是 global refund 的标志，就表示这家店的商品可以退税。所以你结账时就要问3 2 1，对，就是今天的小聚会。 Would you mind giving me the tax invoice and receipt? 明天见，拜拜。
Lala, you're so skinny.
I'm slim, not skinny.
哦，不是都一样，都是瘦。
小姐，我好饿，我早餐啊中午都没有吃。I'm so busy.
My God, 都没吃。
对啊，
你这样子又要多 skinny。
Skinny 有吗？我才没有 skinny， 人家都嘛说我是 slim。
啊，不是都一样，就是那种瘦的像纸片一样。
纸片。
我赶快去煮汤，帮你补一补哈。哦，等着
哦。补一补。可是我好讨厌人家说我是 skinny 哦，你们知道吗？很多字虽然感觉意思差不多，可是说出来的语气是不同的耶。让我们就来学学说话的艺术吧。像是如果中文有人说，哎、欸，你怎么瘦干巴的？跟哇，你身材真苗条，虽然都是指你很瘦，可是可以感觉出来一个是包，而一个是扁的意味嘞。所以今天表姐用的 skinny 跟我们平常口语上说的 thin 其实比较是用来表示瘦巴巴的皮包骨的那种瘦，所以有时候语气可能会带一点点负面的意味啦。比方像是呢， In some countries skinny models are no longer so popular， 意思就是啊，在某些国家纸片人的模特儿不是那么受欢迎哦。对了，提到了纸片人，英文就有个类似的说法很可爱哦，就是Size Zero Model。 哇，原来呢，一般来说美国最小的尺寸是0号起跳，然后依序是2、4、6、8，以此类推。所以 Size Zero Model 就是指那些纤细程度到达到可以穿 Size Zero 的纸片人哦。所以如果要称赞别人身材很苗条，我们就要用另外一个字，就是 Slim。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
如果用 skinny 或者是 size zero model， 就是指纸片人那样的皮包骨瘦。可是如果身材是很漂亮、很苗条，我们就要用 slim 比较好哦。
The power of green。
By the way, I saw this great story on TV last night.
What was it about?
How people in Germany recycle their trash.
How is it different there?
They divide garbage cans into 5 different colors for different kinds of waste.
They sound very serious about recycling.
Amsterdam has something cool as well. It has electric scooter taxis.
Sounds awesome. We should have them in our city too.
And the scooters cause no pollution.
Wow! The air must be cleaner there. What a cool city!
Trash. Trash. Many people throw away their trash each night. Many people throw away their trash each night. Divide.Divide, divide, divided, divided. The teacher divided his class into groups to play a game. The teacher divided his class into groups to play a game. Serious. Serious. The boss had a serious discussion with the workers at the meeting. The boss had a serious discussion with the workers at the meeting. Air. Air. The air in the mountains is very fresh and cool. The air in the mountains is very fresh and cool.